Got that all. I was
No,
trying
we
to lose
started.
stuff, and
Yeah,
then I had to
pause
go
it.
on another trip for just like.
All
What's going on there?
right.
Not going through
Oh. There she is.
London
All
all the
right.
way down to South
Tamarindville.
Stockton.
Tamarindville are online. Good afternoon. Good evening. Nice to see you,
Night.
folks. Good evening.
Yeah, good
All
afternoon. Good night.
right. So, what time is it? It is 7 o'clock.
Oh,
So, we will now start
how's your
the meeting.
recording been working?
Have you been getting you? It's been doing okay.
Yes.
So, with
Yes.
between the two of us?
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know if I did it.
Yeah, you
I
did.
think it's a real
Well, you
thing.
sent it to me and I sent it on.
I
I
always
sent you this one. I know I sent
So
you
let
this
me
one.
go.
You need
Interested to straight up.
Oh,
Is
cool. All right. I'll announce it.
thank you.
I'll announce it. Thanks.
The
All right.
recording.
Excellent. So I now call the meeting to order and we'll do attendance roll call. We've got Eric is here. Mike is here. I'm here. Linda is here. Ken is here. And Barbara's here. So we have a complete board meeting. Excellent. Public comments. Anybody from the public that wishes to speak for 3 minutes may do so now. Yes, sir.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Over the last several months, I've noticed that there are things that you and maybe other board members are doing that you haven't put on an agenda, you haven't voted on it, you haven't approved it, but yet you're letting, a job be done. I know I'm kind of at fault at one of these because I complained about street light last meeting, and you got that fixed. However, I didn't think we voted on that repair. And
It wasn't okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
okay,
I didn't mean to
no, that's
interrupt.
not even that.
I didn't
Yeah.
mean to interrupt. You may
So,
finish.
and on the office trailer, you did a couple of things there that I'm not really happy with. The front gate, the exit gate. We have a contract with R&S to fix it. Not that I can't remember that fix ever being on an agenda anywhere. And it's all illegal by the special districts law. So my suggestion is, I don't know that we used to have a policy where recurring bills and small purchases and things like that were on some type of a consent list that and I did complain last week about what happens if something comes up in between your 2 month meetings, and I don't know if I got a real good answer on that. But if you have a policy where small purchases and emergency purchases and like the glass in the bulletin board and stuff like that, you can purchase and they're automatically okayed if they're a small enough dollar amount. So, and recurring bills like the Patriot Software, PG&E, AT&T should have a policy on that and renew the policy every year so that you keep things on the legal side of things. Don't want you guys going to jail.
Okay.
So anyway, that is my suggestion.
Thank you. Just so you that you know too that we did authorize small purchases and reoccurring purchases when I came on board 2 years ago, and it does need to be renewed again annually, to your
Yeah.
point.
I don't know how I would look that up if I wanted to see that.
It'd be on one of the
In
previous meeting notes
a minute.
in the minutes,
Which are available online.
and they are online. So, but I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, moving on. We need to approve the minutes. I sent the meetings out. I asked Barbara to print the meeting notes from last meeting out early to everybody to get a look so that we could have an idea if there was any corrections, we wouldn't have to wait till the next meeting to approve them. I didn't get any feedback, so I'm assuming that all of these meeting notes that she has taken for us are A-OK. With two recordings. I looked it over. I didn't see any problems with what I saw on. Does anybody have questions about the meeting? Do you have a copy of the meeting? Minutes?
Yes.
So I'd like to, I know Ken was not here, so he has to abstain, but I'd like to have a motion on approving the minutes. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion about the minutes? No discussions? So all those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? None. And one abstention because he wasn't here. Excellent. So the minutes are now approved and will be posted to the website. Probably by this weekend, if not sooner. Financial review. One of the things I'd like to do real quick, I need to add a couple of things to the agenda that came in late. So I need to have, I need to make a motion to add these two items to the agenda tonight because I want to make sure that they get added and discussed and approved and managed before the evening is over. The first item is a letter that I just received from California Office of Emergency Services for Dams. It's called, I called it Cal OES letter. You can find it. And it has to do with having an emergency. Yeah, here it is. Emergency action plan for our dam. I only have the letter, but what we need to establish, and Eric, I'm hoping that you might be able to help with this, is one of the things that it says is that the owners of a regulated dam, which is what we are, we're the owners of our dam. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I need to put it on the agenda. So I make a motion that we put it on the agenda. The other agenda add item is to go over some of the website submissions that haven't been addressed yet and address them.
Well, you're doing.
There's only about four or five of them.
I have one thing that I want to also add on here. I sent you guys an email, a W, about the contract paving. And this will be a non, this is just a discussion.
It's a discussion item. I don't mind that because I have one too.
Okay, so discussion.
Paving.
So Cal OES website submissions.
Website submissions and paving. So those three things we want to add to the agenda tonight to either vote on and get done, assign to, submit, whatever we need to do. I'd like to get that done. So I move that we move.
Motion that we add these to the agenda.
Here a second. Linda seconds. Okay. So we will open. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Excellent. Okay. So the first one, the Cal OES, it says that we need to have an action plan. That's the one.
This is the same one.
Do we not have, well, the thing it says here that I'm curious about is that if our dam is classified as low hazard, we don't need one.
And that's, we discussed this before, and it came in as low hazard, as an earthen dam.
Okay, we need to have somebody tell us from California dams or whatever, or whomever we can, to tell us that this, our dam is classified as low hazard.
I can get that. I have an email from Corinne.
If you can do that, get it to me, and then I can submit it with these people and say we don't qualify or don't, we don't need to have one. because we're a low hazard, down.
Got rid of the
Blackburn. Had a boy, Jan. Ken, way to go, Ken.
Oh, Joey, but...
You work on that? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Eric. Okay, Eric will handle it. So Eric takes care of that. Excellent. Next are the form submissions that I have.
Can you just forward me that just so I have the most recent?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll
in case there's any changes.
Actually, I'll just get. I'll copy it and send it to you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, form submissions. We've got one from. And I want to make this kind of a regular thing. There may not be any given meeting, but if there are and we can't and we they haven't been handled before the meeting, then I'd like to take care of it during the meeting so that it can be addressed.
Why don't we just add it as a, you know, after public comment and after a couple of minutes that we go and just add it as a common item.
Right. I agree. So this one is from a David Chitipuza. He's asking about an empty lot, APN 0480-61002, would like to know whether water and sewer is provided in that location and what would cost to get the new water and sewer connected to the home in that lot. So we need to respond to that. My suggestion is that we respond by sending him to CCWD.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones responsible for water connections. I don't know which lot that is. APN 0480-61002. I'm assuming that that's probably some kind of new construction by somebody. 0480-61002.
There is one.
Well, apparently he thinks there is.
I have on my map is 0003.
So we'll do what we can to try to satisfy his needs, but my thinking is right now, not that it matters to us that he wants to connect it. That's great. That's wonderful, but it's not our jurisdiction anymore. Mm-hmm. So needs to go to CCWD, so I will respond.
But I'd like to look it up.
I would like to know who it is.
Because if it is a lot, then because the next thing that's coming is what can it be?
More than likely.
No.
More than likely. Okay. And I'll double check our rolls too, because if it's a APN, it should be on our assessment rolls. Don't know.
Probably looking
at that
lot on the gate.
So,
it could be the lot just outside of the gate.
It's outside the gate.
It's the open area.
Yeah, there's 5 acres of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's been approved for
that's a garden,
17 or 18
garden property.
When you're leaving the front gate on the right hand side.
This is got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
there's a house there.
Yeah, I don't think there is. Obviously, you wouldn't be asking. But anyway, the next one is a gate registration that needs to be done.
Okay.
I'll get it to you. It's from Joseph Elise on 50 South Wallace Lake Drive.
Sorry.
And I'll send you, Rich?
Yes.
Rich just sent me his submission for gate registration, so I'll make sure that you get that one too.
Cool.
That one I just got tonight. You just sent it tonight, right?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Maria.
I'll give you my number right. Don't hesitate to text me and say, Mike, check it out. Yeah.
Next one is Maria Cooley. Good afternoon. I'm looking to request any existing utility map for water, sewer, storm drain, reclaimed water, et cetera, and moratorium information that pertains to fiber route segment 34, which will be running through parts of Calaveras County. I would like to email a couple of files and photos for someone to look at if necessary. Please feel free to reach out to me via phone, email with any questions. Anybody have any idea what that's about?
That's a recommendation to the county and to your own homework. So for
county.
Yeah. Talk to CWD if she referenced water and sewer. Did she say water?
She says, yeah, water, sewer, storm drain, reclaimed water, et cetera. That would be CCWD. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I think she's saying no. She wants to know.
Cities to get a franchise agreement so nobody else can come in and service with deep fiber. It's just these people are doing this and all of the.
To me, it's a non-response.
Non-respond. I'll just refer them to the CWD.
Does anybody know if Xfinity is fiber optic or just regular cable?
Regular cable. Next is Chance Aldridge reaching out to introduce my team. I would like to become a supplier and contractor for your team. We can perform work on electrical, pump, wet utility, earthwork, supplies, all materials for water systems. Again, this is all CCWD. We don't do any of that. Okay. This is from Anthony Gray. My home link and aftermarket clickers typically are not working on the front and rear gates, primarily used front. Please advise. I just also noticed that the back gate is staying continuously open too.
Is it?
Just checked it.
I'll reach out and talk about RNS.
Okay. So that's it for the submissions. That's all the website submissions.
So on the paving, okay, so I should have had you at it. I'm sorry. I sent this to both of you. So I have a bid here for it's the total on this, $118,500. And the work's all listed on square foot. And this is for clean, crack fill, install one coat, type two slurry seal in these areas. Okay. So before we were supposed to come up with a plan with Tefler or another company, but in the beginning it was with Tefler to have an ongoing maintenance program. And so I invited Summit Paving Contractors to come up and give us a bid. I'd like to use this, and you too, probably, I know you know a lot about this as well. You know, can we use this, draft it into requesting? I have Great West Paving, Yondi Paving, Summit Paving, AM Stevens, anybody that you'd like to add, but I want to draft this up. So this is our starting point to see if we can get a competitive bid. Or we could take a different approach and I can contact all of these guys and just have them come up and say what they would do.
Do assessment.
Yeah. But I walked this whole property with Wayne and described what the areas were with Tefler on the different streets, like outside your house and everything, where all the crack and what our idea was that over time by doing these application stuff, we would raise some of the grounds. And we'd get the water to run off in the proper way that we wanted, because we knew that there was going to be some flats.
Right.
And when we did this, so I just want to put it out there. I know we can either have a special meeting or we talk about it right now. Let's talk about it right now. What is the best approach? Should we have all these individually come up and just give us, or should we just use this as a framework and then go from there?
It's kind of a challenge having independent assessments done.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to give somebody a project, right? Because, you know, they won't all come up with the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's best to have like so many square feet in each one of these roads.
Yeah, I really like the format.
Yeah, no, they did a good job. So we've already got a set of specs for community now. Mm-hmm. We can address it and put this information in there and then put it out to them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to forward, I'm not getting good service or something, but I can forward you the
They have a website here, or
whatever it is. I
can't get
either one of the two things I'm looking for.
Okay,
so maybe it's my phone. I don't know. But the specs for this one, and then we can do that, and that way there's a package you can give to whoever you want.
Okay, so with what me, is there just something we cut and paste, or how do I go about? Because I really want to get something.
We have to create a scope of work, right?
Yeah, we do.
We can't just forward this guy's quote.
No, not talking about that. We'll take the information from here.
We'll generate work. We'll generate the scope of work from his quote. And then leave everything blank, but at least the format of the quote stating the square footage, the locations, and all of that stuff will be consistent.
Exactly.
And then that, which is good, because I also contacted a guy that does slurry work for somebody in Lodi who said he would come up and do an assessment, an evaluation, and an estimate. So if I can give him parameters based on what you've already done, that says this is what kind of work we need. And I also asked him, I want a quote on what it would take to repair what we currently have and how much it would cost for a maintenance agreement to maintain it for as long as we can before we have to replace it. So it goes beyond just taking care of what we've got currently going on, but it also helps us maintain what we currently have and increase the longevity of what we have for as long as possible before it'll have to be replaced, which is going to be an astronomically expensively priced situation. I don't want to have to replace any of that asphalt any sooner than we have to. And the more that we can maintain it to the standards that we have currently, the longer it'll last.
Well, that's basically what this
is. We should ask all the bidders to do that.
So in the scope of work, also a separate
maintenance agreement. After it's been repaired, now how much is it going to cost us to maintain it over a period of a long-term contract?
So my only thought is, last time we did the roads, we had an engineering firm come out and develop the scope of work for us.
Really?
Yeah. And so now we're using this guy
who's
put time and effort in.
Right.
Spent time with Mike, which is money, to develop a scope of work. And now we're going to share his scope of work with other people. I don't know if that's a problem. I mean, to me, if I was competing against Summit, I'd have a leg up because I didn't have that initial cost.
Yeah, we're not coming out and develop a scope of work. Yeah, no, we're just using the square foot.
Does Summit know that he's
No, he does not.
Okay.
Yeah. I just.
Do we have the original engineering drawings or the engineering scope of work?
They're invalid now because the work, what they did was for something else.
Yeah, okay. It was different. It was totally different than this scope of work. This is a totally different kind of scope.
So I don't think it's a problem. Has
a cost already involved in this.
I understand that he's put in time and effort to develop that scope
five people that ask for them don't have that if we supply it for them.
That's why I'm asking. I'm fine with Great Western Paving, Beyond Summit. I can have them all come up and give us different ideas of what to do. But
a request for
proposal. Yeah, because just in business, I've done this many a time where I have a couple staff. I get a rough estimate.
And apples to oranges.
So before you feel sorry for this guy, he does all the work for Pacific Coast producers. And I was there while he was doing a paving project for us and at one of our plants.
Okay.
And I said, I happen to be needing a paving guy. And so I told him what was going on. I didn't say I was going to use him as a bid, but I just said, hey, you know, we want an ongoing maintenance and, you know, get us back up to this. And so one of the things I did like about him, but again, I have no skin in the game. I've only met him one time watching him do a paving job and introduced myself, is that whenever he's done, like he has overages on other bids and stuff, like, you know, the back road, I'd love to get all those little potholes sealed.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like to waste material. And so he goes to his different contractors and stuff that he's using. And if you can use that material,
right,
he'll bring that material up and use it for different things. So, not, again, I am not. I understand what you're saying too. It's like, I felt bad. It's like, okay, you give us all the specs and then we're using these specs, but we have no choice. We have to get three bids.
Right.
It's at that price. And so do we get three?
Can I see the bid for just a second?
It's obviously going to be a pretty large dollar amount. We have to be careful about making sure that
all of that
is prevailing wage and
So Bonnie Summit, AM Stevens. I don't know anything about Great Western, but I know the other ones. And this is, I sent a quick email to you, huh? I felt confident on those three that we'll have competitive bids, and we might as well send them all five. I don't care.
So these eight streets that you have listed, they're all basically, he's marked off the square footage on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the length and the width of the street on each one of them.
Yeah, and you got clean, crack fill, and install one coat of type 2 slurry on this many square feet for all of these things. I think any of these guys would come up and they'd say, oh yeah, this is about the approximate square feet that it's going to be.
Right.
Pretty linear.
Well, and I think that's reasonable.
Well,
I appreciate the fact that he has spent the extra time and effort to develop the actual
square footage. Oh, and he delayed me. He decided to take off to Washington for 2 months because he lives there and he lives here, so he goes back and forth. But anyway, so...
But I think that the square footage piece is the primary key, the issue. Primary, right?
No.
And knowing same number, that's what I'm getting at. So we can thank him. We can send him, a turkey.
To do a formal bid on... because they don't have to have more information when you get a formal bid anyway.
Right.
Like Barbara said, there's things that come with
a formal bid.
Sure. Yeah.
So as a general request for proposal, we want to be able to have a specific format that says we need basically quote an analysis for this type of work for 236 square feet of road resurfacing done, either slurry or whatever. If you want to come out and look and see exactly what it is that's required, you may do so, and we will walk the property.
Sure.
Or you can do a general quote off of this work, scope of work. I think that that way the request for proposal is pretty clean and easy and pretty, it's not as formal as a request for bid. The request for bid, then once we have the request for proposal and we get back to all the proposals, then we can go out and say, okay, this is the bid. This is what we want exactly, and this is what you need to have in the bid in order for you to be accepted. Is that right?
Do you want to work
no.
with us?
That's
not
right.
This is pretty straightforward, exactly.
This will go straight out to it. So
yeah, we just need to put it in a format and maybe possibly.
Right.
Put it on the website, make it a.
And we've got Turdstone.
Well, then what we do is we just.
4,000. Oh, what? But I mean, I'm just saying, it's just like.
The bottom line is that.
There's a couple places on the main road coming in where the dirt's coming through the asphalt that we really should do a patch on. And then.
So you want to walk it and we can do this?
Sure.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to lose. We got this information. We have a really good amount for what we're doing. And so we have a competitive idea of what we're expecting to come in.
Well, I like the idea that this is complete enough that it fits the.
Yeah.
Entire.
And we can bring it down. So you got a price per square foot, right? So you have 236,200 and the price is this. And so we can say for all of these things that is included in here, the price per square foot is what we want to come in, right?
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, that's our target.
And he's got this other amount for $6,500 on Comrade Drive to the overlay.
Yeah, because it holds water.
Because it holds water.
Yeah.
It's down. I don't
know what type 2 slurry is, but I mean, the last time they did this, they had to repaint the roads and all that. Is that
they will still have to do that?
So I don't, I mean, that's not just.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good point, though. I mean, it's just, yeah.
The only way you don't have to do that is if you tape it all off.
Right.
It's the water.
Okay.
This slurry is one step above regular slurry. It's got some sand
and
stuff in it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. We did that once.
So anyway,
okay.
We got a starting point.
I think it's a great starting point. Yeah. I think that I've got it. Like I said, I've got it. I've got somebody who said he would be willing to come up and do the assessment and walk the property and give us an idea of what it would take. So that would be another one we could add to the bid.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way I look at it.
That's the good news. The good news is we have plenty of paving people.
The gate people is another matter. So do we need, this has prices on it, but we're not going to use any.
No.
They would have to submit a sealed bid. Everyone has to do
this. Yeah, no, we're not advertising this.
We're just looking at the
square footage, the 1 through 8 street names and square footage as the basis. So we'll
put an estimate of, 240,000 total square feet.
We can list the names of the roads if we wish, right? And the square footage of each road. And what we want done on each one of them, just like it's listed here.
For the next meeting.
Yes.
We'll put it on the
agenda,
and then we'll have to advertise in one newspaper somewhere.
Yes.
And then
the Valley Spring News, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry.
I'd recommend, because we've done the roads a couple of 3 or 4 times. None of them I'm really that jazzed about, something wrong with just about every job. I would recommend that right now, before you decide who you're going to, contact for this, find out where they're working right now. Look at the job that they're doing, see if it's, up to what you are looking for, and then come back a little bit later and see if it's holding up. Because the last one, cracks started showing up in the street, within a month after they finished the job. So,
understood. Thank you. Okay, but I think that what we use this as a basis, we're good. Okay. And then, that'd be good. So, Ken, you'll take care of that and bring that to the next meeting.
That'll be the same type of thing.
Excellent. Thank you.
And you already
Yeah. Yeah. He's already, he already, I talked to him already. He's
been on the job like everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he'll probably still want to come out and take a look at the property, which I don't have a problem with anybody coming out and taking a look.
Yeah, if you can do it quickly.
He said he's going to be here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we could regroup on a scope of work.
Understood. Yeah, so I'll keep this one with me. Sorry,
Alex. I think I sent it to you too.
You probably did.
I know.
I got buried.
Nope.
Okay, so that takes care of all three new agenda items, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So now we can move on to financial review, bills to pay. I have, somebody didn't have them. I've got a list of all of the
I'm sorry, but it's on us
on here?
Yeah.
No. We need to talk about them, though.
Yep.
You want to do that first?
Yes. Okay. So, Arnes sent us a bill for $811.75, and it was due to the front gate. Originally, it just stopped working, and they went and took it all apart, put it back together, and it just miraculously started working. So I contacted them and said, why are you charging me? I don't, you guys just installed this. This is what it is, right? So so he goes, Mike, that took 20 minutes. That's only 20 minutes of the charge. We just disconnect the wires and put them back in there and it worked. And he said, so I don't understand what you're arguing about this bill. So the motor on the out gate quit working. They got it under warranty, got a new motor for us. So basically all of these charges are for two trips coming up. They couldn't identify the problem the first time. They thought it was a board. They went and replaced the board again under warranty because it was replaced. But all of their time and material for the two trips is basically built into this $811 for a bunch of warranty. So all of a sudden it was water came pouring out of the motor. And they said that somebody took the top off or did something and it filled up with water. And this is what caused the thing. I can't argue with that. It wasn't locked when I went over there and picked it off. However, I have never been into the motor during that same period of time. Nobody else has. Here's the bad part. My recommendation is we go ahead and pay the bill. Okay. We called them out in the service. They came out and we can look at this later. Up until now, you've contacted Gate. Did you get a bid back?
No. In fact, I went out there that day with him and then you went out there with him also. I have texted him. I have called him. I have spoken to his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than drive to his house and have tea, I don't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying? So I have tried. And that was recommended to us, by the way, by the neighbor that was complaining.
No, he sounded great. I went
next door.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, so he knows that, you know, because he was being very verbal on next door. And so I had replied to him, well, give me your guy and da 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 da. And I went through the rigmarole. Okay. And then I let our neighbor know that, yeah, see, it isn't as easy as you think. But anyway, so no, I do now. I have been given since that time, since this guy was so flaky, by a friend of mine. And this is a guy that normally does the gate. He does her gates and stuff. She's an El Campo. She has a horse ranch out there. And she has metal gates too. And he's done her gates. But I don't, you know, she said, well, I don't know if he's going to be able to do what you need done. But I can contact him. I mean, I can contact him. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if he's going to flake out on us or what's going to happen. But but I'll contact that person. That's the only other one I know. So
hand it out. But anyway, so I also tried to, and this guy's not contacting me either. So I'll tell you about it.
He's shunning us.
I was a little worried about it because he does ride iron work and stuff. It's, you know, it's all beautiful work. It's great. I care about is programming our controllers. Okay.
Well,
and so I contacted, so I went on. And went to high security, and through high security, I found three other places. And so I've reached out to them, all right? But you know my record so far with all these guys is all flaked out. We don't want to drive to Wallace. We don't want to come up there. So I'm hoping they will. I recommend we pay this. Yeah. I want to hold off on the repair on the gate, okay? Like you had mentioned earlier, we have up to 3,000. It was 3,000, I think it might be 5,000. Anyway, we can pay for the gate. That's all part of what we've agreed to in the past. Any repairs that need to be made.
To repair to the gate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
$5,000 is easy.
$5,000, yeah. So anyway, before I contact, I'm going to try to get one of these guys to come up. I told them the scope of work is the back gate, bring it into code compliance. And actually, I want a couple of different bids. I want a bid. One, to bring it into compliance. Two, replace it, make it look like the front, okay? And then, you know, put a new controller on there and everything else like that so that you can hit the button from down the road and have it open.
Need to upgrade the software or the hardware or anything else to get it
we
so
won't
that...
have a phone line out there. It's not going to be programmable like it is, but we can program it right at the gate.
Yeah.
And so we can have it open and closed. I would recommend just keeping it closed like we always have.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that, yes, it will open when the power goes out and all that kind of stuff, right? Let's follow up. Let's see if companies come up. And if I can get them to come up, because they are all recommended by the actual people that install that type of controller.
Understood.
All right. So hopefully we can. But this I recommend that we add to the bills tonight and we agree to pay for it. Because if I don't hear anything back by Friday, I'm going to call them and we're going to come up and reprogram it and get it done.
Well, I want not only reprogram it, but they've got to figure out why our gates are not are having so many freaking issues.
I don't have any issues with my vehicle except for the back gate.
The you back don't gate,
have any problem with any of them.
The back gate is open now all the time. It's been open the whole day. All day.
So we just had a huge electrical storm go through, and you know, there's lightning strikes and stuff.
I mean, it's constantly open now. I mean, it's not even operating.
It's different. That's a different problem.
Yeah. But no, I understand with the clickers and the clickers. You got to get close to the gate. I get that. I don't have a problem with that issue.
Oh, you gotta hold it out the window. I'm not going to post on the
corner, you know. Different ones.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
But the my car works fine. My cars work fine.
Beyond the barn.
But the bottom line is that there's how long have these controllers and gates been installed? Years. Years.
Well,
how many upgrades?
That one, yeah.
How many upgrades have there been to these gates in general speaking terms over those years? Probably 5 or 6. So we are way behind the times in terms of being able to keep up with the pace of the technology, is all I'm saying. And I'm thinking that it may be time for us to bite the bullet and get all of that, to your point, get everything up to snuff and upgraded to a point where now we can last another 10 years without having it be such a hassle.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. So I was in the business for 2 years.
Understood.
And you'd be surprised. Yeah, technology has not changed that much. The biggest thing that they've done is added Wi-Fi and hooking up to cell service and all that kind of stuff. That's about it. It has not really changed. Those codes that you actually program into there and everything like that have been the same codes for years and years and years. You'll be surprised. By the way, we have the new high. That one there is only 2 years old, that controller. And mm-hmm. The other controller is a little bit older, but the insides of it are newer. Okay. So as a matter of fact, I know it's newer because we had to go from 2018 to 2023. So the controller on there, that board is 2023, I believe. So anyway, like I said, the guts have changed. And now we have a new motor on there. We have the new thing.
So it should be up to snuff.
It should be. When we get these two new towers in that we're going to have, so we're going to have a tower up here at the street, and we're going to have a tower down there. And so
then we can go switch to Wi-Fi.
Look at the Wi-Fi. Because
that AT&T bill's killing me.
I know. So anyway, I just want to make sure we amend this and add this to the bill. So,
all right. Okay. You want to make a motion to add the bill?
Add the RNS as $811.75.
I second it. Yeah. All 811.
We can pay that on the credit card.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. So.
Yes, we can. They prefer a credit card, actually. Mm-hmm. So I will call them tomorrow and pay it.
Yeah,
thank you. Aye. All those opposed? I seconded it. Opposed? Nobody? Unanimously passed. So we will add that bill and we will pay it by credit card tomorrow. Done. And investigate further upgrades and additions and so on and so forth.
Two of them look promising.
Good.
Precision and one inflation.
All right. Next, I have all of the reconciliations for all the asset and liability accounts. If anybody wants to see them, they've been fully reconciled over the last 2 months. So they're here. And they all equal. Oh, damn it. I got to add one more thing to the agenda. I apologize. I forgot. I just saw it. I need to add to the agenda this item, which has to do with our website and a new legislation that's been. Oh, no. Did I add it? Oh, I did add it. Ah, it's on there. I knew I did. Right? Okay. Don't have to add it. I wanted to review the budget for coming year. But I think I want to table that till next time. I don't think we need to do much right now until we get some of this other stuff all straightened out and move forward. Because to try to do anything with a budget right now, I think would be premature. So let's table that discussion.
I think you can table C too, because the laws are all about, so we're not going
to support any ADA anymore. That's what this is about. Oh, yes. These are...
DOJ is gone. ADA is gone. So yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, we're not referring to those people.
I wish. Here are the four checks that we needed to write. They are two payroll checks to Barbara, February and March. Is that right? February and March?
March
and April. March and April? Okay. No, we already paid your favorite. So March and April, and the Trilex donation for their hospitality. And then sensible accounting for the audit. That's right, for the audit. Cool. So the total amount comes to $946 and so many cents, 90 cents. So I make a motion that we accept these and approve these for payment.
With the addition of what we've already said, or did we do that as separate?
That was separate.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously passed. Okay, so these are all approved.
Question.
Sir?
Talked earlier about fixing the street light. James, I talked to him this afternoon, hadn't been paid yet. I don't see anything here where he's going
to
be paid.
I asked him to send me an invoice. All he needs to do is send me an invoice. I can't pay without an invoice. He's the one that repaired the light down at the corner.
So
you
just
want to
wait 2 months to get a payment. Is that what you're waiting to see if we pay? It's really not his concern.
Well, I don't know. You guys must have agreed on
the
price somehow.
Yeah. I told him to send me an invoice. I'll reach out to him again. He needs to send me an invoice. I need paperwork. He doesn't take check or doesn't take a credit card, which I understand why, but I need something in writing that shows that he did the work and what he did, not just in an email or not in a text, which is what he did. I asked him to send it to me in writing or in an email. And if you happen to see him before I get to talk to him, please have him do it. He knows my email address. No, I can call him too. That's not an issue. I'll call him. Well, please. Okay. Then we would. I'll call him.
He's like to sign these checks.
No, I don't have a pen.
Mine's bad. Or, it's bad.
This is a blue pen.
Sorry. We need two signatures in. Oops.
Nope.
Either that or I'm writing too hard.
You're approving the payment, but you're waiting on an invoice.
Yes.
So you don't have to wait.
No.
Write a check.
I'll write him a check as soon as I talk to him and he gets me an invoice. Either I will or Barbara will. Okay, the next item is the DOJ. There's new ADA laws that became in effect this year. And they pertain primarily to the website and the accessibility of the website. I've had a meeting with Streamline, who is our website handler, back office. Who does a great job, by the way. They are phenomenal at making sure that we keep compliant, which is a good thing that you gave us, Larry. I appreciate, because without them, I think we would be all up Chit Creek. Anyway, the new laws stipulate, and this is, I'll just hand this around. This is basically what's been changed. And if you look at this, this is what they were currently having to do. These two or three things on this side, this is what they have to do now. Or what we have to do as a website now, all of this, okay? In order for them to take on 98% of all of this Streamline, they're gonna have to charge us an extra $25 a month. My feeling is that we've been paying him $50 a month. I think we can live with an extra $25 a month to have them handle that. The only thing it does,
you gonna do it?
I always do it. Who else takes care? Who else goes on the website?
You are the man.
Who else goes on the website? Nobody else goes on the website.
You're so retired.
Yeah. Anyway, it primarily pertains to PDFs. PDFs on the website can sometimes create havoc for people who have disabilities. Just about. There is.
Nobody's using it.
There
is a free license.
Like 2,700.
Adobe has a website That's checker that actually checks all of your pictures, PDFs, and everything. And our website, as it stands right now, runs above 75% of all of the qualifications. So there's only a couple here and there that don't have the right wording, or the titles are not quite right text, and so or type quite font or whatever, but very minor, very, very minor. So the extra $75 to take care of most of that, to me, is worth it.
It totals.
I'm sorry, the extra $25 is worth it. So I feel that we should go ahead and I want to go ahead and approve that on an ongoing basis. We will now. Because I think the new pricing takes effect. I can't remember if they mentioned it in there. It's either next month or the month after.
That's fine. I make a motion that we go ahead and pay the $25 extra that we'll now be paying for a total of $75 monthly for our website.
Any discussions further? Yes.
Isn't that once a year?
No, once
monthly?
A month.
Pay every single month.
Every single month. Okay. Every single month.
All
cheap, cheap price to play. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Unanimously passed. All right. That takes care of that. Front gate repair, waiting for quote to upgrade back in. Okay. So we just kind of discussed all of that from RNS.
Yeah, that was given us, but we're going to reach out to other people.
We're not going to take their quote. I mean, they gave us a quote for $20,000.
I will add this to my discussion with all before the.
Okay, excellent. Front gate kiosk upgrade. So we are now ready to post.
We have new plans, and as soon as I get to my other computer, I'll forward you the new specs.
Okay.
All of the updated dates.
Excellent.
Cool.
And then I'll post it to the website. We have to generate a bid. Is the bid generated, basically, or is it?
It's in here.
It's in there. Okay.
Yeah, the bid document.
So it needs to be posted in a newspaper.
And a public place.
Is the website a public place?
Yeah.
So I'll have to create a page that basically says request for bid and send it out.
Yeah, it should be like a drop down or something that we can go to current projects for bid.
Yeah.
And we can do the same thing with the street work and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That should probably be an ongoing thing, whether we have a job bidding or not. Just part of that.
Website. It's not currently part of the website, but I can create a page that it has where it is there.
We'll get on the announcements, just for the announcement.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I don't know how to publish it. I mean, I can publish it, but it's just there. Nobody knows about it.
There's other things that you can do. There's like Stockton Art or Dodge or any of those companies. What they do is they advertise to all of the contractors.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, maybe
Stockton Art is the easiest one.
Stockton Art.
You know what the is?
They are
pretty inexpensive. $130.
So we add that as another agenda item so they don't have to go back here and say up to $200 to advertise and.
Yeah, we have to do the newspaper too, which is
$50.
Not even that. Like,
how big out of an newspaper ad do we have to run?
All it has to do, it's an outdated requirement. It's just a requirement that it has to be in some public publication. So,
okay.
You know, we do it in the Modesto or the Manteca Bulletin. Up here, I think there's one in Valley Springs. There's some
there. Valley Springs
News, but I don't think they have a government section like that. So I think
they do.
Classified.
Well, they do. They
Calaveras
do.
Enterprises.
What is it?
Calaveras Enterprise.
Okay. Is there a format that's required that we follow or anything?
Go to the government section, like Eric said, and just take a look what they're doing.
Okay.
You know,
because my preferred method would be to post it on the website first, and then have the website be there so that when we post it in the newspaper and send it out to Stockton Art, that we refer them to the website.
So the plans will be on Stockton Art as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that
would be great. But
they will just,
if they have any questions, they can be referred to the website. Right? Yeah. Okay.
I don't even think we need a motion to do it because we'll want to limit so what we want to cover.
20.
It'd be like $130, I think.
Oh, to post it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's part of ongoing business,
and that'll be the best way because the bigger guys that I'm talking to either too busy or they're not gonna do it. So you know, there'll be 300 contractors that go through that.
Okay. Okay, can you get me that information so that I can take care of that? Yeah. Or you can do it.
Yeah, we talk to them all the time, but it's probably good for you to
reach out to them. Yeah. Okay. Send me the information. All right, excellent. Good deal. Culvert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You know how it's all broken up right now? What's your solution?
For what?
The glass. The
broken. Oh, the broken glass? You haven't been there yet? Well, it could have been fixed.
Okay.
I spent $8 and got it fixed.
Well, that's just going to ask.
Yeah, is that all you're talking about? Well, hell, man, it was like, geez, Louise, it was in three different pieces.
No, I was just going to suggest, if nothing else, we take off the broken part, you know, like so that nobody gets.
No.
Okay.
Well, it'd been taped so many times. Yeah, it'd been taped so many times that the tape ran out or wore out. No, that's all right.
The picture.
Okay.
Didn't have a way to spoil the light. They're probably wrong.
Okay.
I don't know.
But it's got the name on there. You just look it up and you go right back to their website.
Excellent. Perfect. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
No problem. Couldn't believe it. I can't believe I'm going to post this stupid agenda in this with this thing. So I ran to Ace Hardware and said, I need a piece of plexiglass, 13 by 19. So I went over to Valley Springs. They cut me a piece of glass, 13 by 19. I stuck it in there. It took me 5 minutes. Anyway, yeah, my problem. Charged on the credit card. $8. $8.95, something like that. Anyway, okay, so culvert clean out service. We haven't got any culvert clean out.
Yeah, I got a guy that will do it. He is up in this area.
Okay.
He's happy to do it.
Excellent.
What he needs is a map that shows which ones we want clean. So okay. I don't know if we have that.
That could be a problem.
No,
there could be a Google Earth with a line that says here, there.
Yeah, there's a map. There's a map that has all the culvert. I may have it.
Yeah.
I'll have to look because I think I have pretty much the entire subdivision, and it shows where the culverts are. Now, there's a couple that might cause us a problem. So the culvert that goes on South Wallace Lake, where the hedge is, where the motorcycle usually parked out of there.
He only has to start at the upside.
Okay.
He'll be on one side only.
All right. Because the way they rig that, it's water's going into one of the properties there, and they're trying to get us to pay for it. And we said, no. the builder, you, whatever, you guys did this. This
not us.
Us. Yeah. And so I'd be really, really careful touching that culvert.
Yeah, well, they'll pull everything back to go and catch basin that they're working
on. Okay.
So nothing will go down any
okay
down the way.
Okay.
I just sent you the contact number of the guy. He said he'd be more than happy to do it. He said it'll take him about a day. We had already approved 5,000 not to exceed.
Right.
He thinks it'll be about half of that.
Okay. To do it,
just off the information I gave him. So
oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So, wonderful, wonderful.
He just needed a map to know where to go. And he said he's usually about 3 days away from once we give him that, then he's good to go.
Excellent. Okay. So, Mike, will you
I can review the number Cord, if you want. I can.
Yeah, forward it to me too. That way, okay. Tomorrow I'll add it to my calendar. And okay. We'll try to find that.
Yeah, try to find the calendar or find the map.
I have a WCSD.
Is your guy going to just clean the culverts, or is he going to clean the little flush that's thrown up on the mouth of the culvert also?
I haven't seen any forest, so I...
He's trying stone court. There's a culvert, and it's got...
If he can get in, he's probably only going to clean the culverts. He's got a vac truck, so I mean...
All the and everything is still going to stay.
I don't know what... It's hard for me to reference what you're talking about. If he can get into the culvert, he's going to clean the actual culvert. If we need the ditches dug, that's not what he does. He just cleans the culverts.
Twice a day at least. So
what about the debris around the culverts? All that—that's us.
He can clean right around the
he front can clean of around the front of the culvert.
He won't taking trees out.
No.
There's a forest there, so.
It's just
not a forest.
It's not a
forest. So this is a spray thing okay. And not a yeah, weed type thing. Yeah. No, this is the clean culvert. So
well, okay. It's dirt when accumulated in the rip.
Yeah.
Weeds are coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah,
but that's plenty of riprap. It's not
the actual riprap. No, it's not. So are you going to have a plan to clean all that stuff out of the ditches then, or are you just leave it?
Well, to address it, I don't know.
I don't really know. I don't know if I got it right.
You'll notice it's dying now because I sprayed it last weekend.
Yeah, I noticed
yep.
some activity down there.
I almost sent it to you.
Okay.
That's okay. That's actually really nice guy. He's
some manager of the division. Excellent. Last item is the WCSD annual fee increase. Continued discussion. It's continued.
I think we continue it. And look, so we have a lot on the plate right
now. Yeah, I know.
And we have a lot of things going on, right?
Yeah.
And if we get some momentum going on all of these projects in the next 2 months when we come back,
yeah.
And we're able to vote on all of these things and we take a big chunk of that money out. And then we can use that as a basis for the ongoing maintenance.
Right.
And then we can then pitch, here's what it's going to cost, sure. Right? And again, if some people were reasonable, we were talking like 5 to 6.5, and 6.5 to 7, or I mean, you know, just a percentage increase or a percentage and a half, which isn't that much. But I guarantee in this situation right now at this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And until we get all these bids for the actual road work,
right?
Nothing. I mean, that's going to be the case.
One of the things that I have done is a little research, and I've gone back through. I went to the LAFCO website and looked at our last what they call it MSA. I think it's a maintenance service, something or other. That we submitted back in 2012. And in there, it stated very clearly and very cleanly that we were one of the few districts that didn't have a maintenance program or maintenance contract for any of our roads. That we were, that we don't, you know, we're just kind of sitting here.
And yet we're the only one out of the 9 CSVs that actually updated the road.
Understood.
Yeah. So, I was like,
so the bottom line is, you know, we like what we do here. Yeah. We like the properties that we all have. And everything is cool and every wonderful. But in order for us to maintain it, we've got to be able to maintain it. So and in order to do that, and our rates have not gone up since 2012. So it's kind of like, So I reached out to
ever.
I reached out to. I saw one piece of paper that I went through when I was going through the divestiture stuff that talked about when we first started, it was like $192. And I don't know how long that lasted, but apparently it didn't last very long. And, or maybe it was just for part of the, I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is I saw that number. I thought, oh, shit. And then all of a sudden it was $500. And it's been $500 ever since. So the bottom line is that there, I don't have records of anything that shows what stipulated the $500, how it came to pass. I don't know how it came to pass.
Phase one, two, and three, yeah. Right? Was, and none of those houses on the other side of the lake are ever not in our.
Yeah. It's from the original property.
I know it was before, because 2003 we already had it. And everybody here told me that's what it's been as part of their tax assessment. So right. I'm going back to 1997 or something. Right. Yeah.
Been $500?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where the 197 came from. Anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
Bottom line, it hasn't been increased in years.
It was 1997.
Now, okay. in the document on the LAFCO, it said that we will be increasing the rates on an occasional basis.
I think that was part of the water and sewer because we saw it then.
No.
No.
It was after the water and sewer divestiture. It's stated in there, but I don't have anything.
Since we've been here, has been the tax assessment from CCWD.
And everybody got used to paying the $400 and some odd, $39 or whatever.
Oh, that, yeah. No, this was had something to do with just the assessment, the $500 assessment. It's on the LAFCO website.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yes, Larry.
Little history, guys. The $500 for an R1 lot, $1,000 for an R3 lot. $1,000 an acre for commercial lots. All that, 1991, is when they passed the resolution accepting or creating Improvement District 1. That's what our agency is for collecting that money. It's in Wallace Lake Estates Improvement District 1. It was in 91. I have seen the paperwork on that. But since, and I don't know the story on this, you would know, but I asked you this earlier, where are the original minute books and agendas and contracts and all that other stuff? You say you didn't throw any away, but you can't find them. So that's where it is. And the oldest thing I could come up with was from the, Auditor's office in San Andreas for 1996. Rick Wontown, you know, submitted and the board voted on it. And that's for all the parcels, their amounts, parcels not to be charged, ever stuff like that. But it was the district was formed in 1991.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know where to find those original documents. You know, they're somewhere, I'm sure.
I reached out to California Special District Association for help. So they got back to me and said they can't help me, but they can refer me to somebody who might be able to. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
So we'll ongoing. We'll just keep on going.
If we have to wait till midterms, we can actually put it on the ballot. And whoever votes on the ballot, they just need 70% of those people.
Mm, you too. Well, hopefully we'll have some more history. We'll have some more.
It's 2 years away, Larry.
Yeah, we're not
all I'm saying is it's an option. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about how we get there. I'm not talking about how we're going to get there. I'm just saying it's an option. That's how all the rest of the cities do it.
So anyway,
any director comments? Spring service from Foothill Sears probably got in next week.
Okay.
It's under our budget that we already approved in the fall, so that's clear. That's it.
Anybody else?
No.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go back to the tables for a second.
To the tables.
To the tables.
Oh, no.
I know. I've talked to like seven other families and they all want the table. You guys have any appetite to bring it back and try to put it on the agenda and have those people come to the meeting? Or do we just want to let it go?
Why can't we have a poll?
I'm sorry?
Why can't we have a poll?
We can. I can put it on the website.
And then when now in your beautiful new glass on the kiosk, we can post it. And just put it up there and then just say, hey, there's a poll. We're going to leave it up until such and such a date. Please go, and then we make our decision off of that.
And then,
but
actually, what
I can see both sides. Garbage collection.
Yeah.
Who's going to be responsible for garbage collection? Because we are going to have to police it and make sure people aren't leaving anything. You would hope everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Now that you bring that up, go ahead.
I'm just saying. So we've had people that have always wanted Parks and Rec. It is part of our.
Service.
Part of our service. And so we've had people since I've been here draw up amazing designs of where everything was going to go and a dog park and this and that and all these other things that were going to happen. And I've been okay that none of it ever happened. It's like either way, because I have my own private dog park down there. So I see both sides, but we are a community, and I think the community needs to vote on it.
I agree.
One of the things, the maintenance.
And unfortunately,
if there's any cost to maintenance, because they all want to know that. That was a big issue. So,
I'm good either way.
I think
I'm good either way, too. It's just that, you know, when I suggested it to the people that are out doing the properties and stuff, right, they all thought it was a great idea. So I just throwing it out there.
I'm going to be honest. I think benches would have been a better idea than the whole table and the whole thing like that, because a lot of people are going to bring picnic lunches and then it comes garbage. I think people just sitting on a bench as they're walking, bird watching, doing all those kind of things might have been a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
But since you had them available, and I'm not against, you know, they have those garbages that you put into the, you know, put us on a post and then just, you know, we can drive by and collect them, but we're going to have to set it up. Somebody's going to have to do it.
Yeah. It's going to have to be a regular thing.
A lot of people.
Well, if you guys want, we can just keep it off.
I
have three used benches if we're interested in that.
The benches?
I do have
just,
three
just the benches. I think we should do those. I mean, personally, that's easy.
You want to do, so should we do, should we go ahead and?
Yeah, no, we can still vote on it.
Still vote.
You can put one right down at the bottom of my hill.
Yeah.
Take a picture of them and then send it to you guys and see if that's something that I want to talk about.
Please do. And then that'd be better than the picnic tables. And I think that it would be, and I can actually start a poll sheet on the website.
Yeah.
I don't have to publish it, but I can get it started.
So before you do that,
so that it's
the three benches they have, if we can, go take a picture of them and kind of put like an artist rendering of, come up with a couple ideas where to go. And then, because I do know that some of the older gentlemen that meet all the time down there and they walk, they were like, that would be great. So,
sit down a little bit. All right, okay. So I'll take pictures this week and then I'll send it to everybody. Oh. And then if you want, you can put it on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Excellent. One thing that I drove around before I came down here and I saw that the gate to the trailer busted.
Yeah, that's we're working on that. So
somebody broke it?
Yeah.
So it got vandalized?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going to go down Saturday and weld it and send out my helmet. So Friday morning, I'm back off.
I didn't get a call to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Friday morning, I'm going to weld it back on.
Right. Yeah. So, and there's really not much we can do about it.
No, but I'm upset with CCWD then take the initiative and call us.
I know.
Well, we're going to weld it to where they can't come north again. Okay. I mean, they can drive through it or something. I mean, can't set up that.
You mean like they took the front door off and north?
While you're doing that, if you wouldn't mind, Ken, do the same thing on the other gate, because if they find out that they can't break that gate, they'll break the other one. Okay. It's got the same hinges on it. So make them all so that they're unbreakable.
As unbreakable as possible.
Yes.
As you say.
Yeah. Yeah. They took that whole front door. Did you hit it out there next door?
Well,
yeah. They took a truck, they backed it up and pulled this whole front door next door at the store.
Oh, yeah. I saw
that. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
ATM.
No.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he's got some pieces of plywood there now.
Oh,
oh, by the way, just so I will put a good word into for them. Very different people than what we've seen over there. Very respectful. They're trying to do matching in price. I know their whole family's tied to 7-Eleven and stuff like that, and so we kind of follow those. But he has been trying to watch it, and I give him prices to say, hey, if you match this, I'll come here instead of go somewhere else. And he's been really responsive to it. Super nice guy. So, I you know me, I'm not on any social media. So if you guys do go over and find the same thing, you could use a little blue stuff, but he's going to bring food back like the good old days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that'll be nice.
I do respect anybody who's doing local business.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't have anything, Linda, okay. For you. No? Eric, good. Everybody good?
Yep.
Meeting adjourned at 8:16 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry. Tamara, Bill, you guys okay? You didn't speak up or anything? Didn't hear you? So I'm assuming everything's okay. Thumbs up. All right. Cool. See you next time.
All right. Well, first one.
Yeah. Meet some people.
Yeah, yeah.
So busy in the house. We haven't walked.